It's Major Lazer and Justin Bieber with Cold Water.
On Algoa FM this afternoon, we're talking danger, performance art, the art of escaping, not escapism, but being an escape artist. We're talking to a man from Algoa country, right from Port Elizabeth, who ended up on Britain's Got Talent with a crossbow pointed at his head, trying to escape by picking a bunch of locks using just a bobby pin. And this was Anton Deck's reaction. Simon Cowell was trying to hide behind his seat. Have a listen to what was going on when this guy was trying to escape with his life on Britain's Got Talent. Crossbow is about to fire at his face. Lilo, welcome to the drive via the telephone lines. My goodness, how was Britain's Got Talent?
Thanks very much for having me on the show. It was an absolute honor to be on Britain's Got Talent, and I really, really enjoyed it.
Your act, by the way, you and your performance partner in the act, Brendan Peel, joined together. You had to escape with a crossbow face at your head. He had to try and help you by solving Rubik's Cubes to add weight to the dead man's switch, I think they call it. Is that right? The dead switch?
Yeah, something like that.
It's attached to the trigger on the crossbow pointed at your face. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct, yeah.
I just love how chilled Lee is, you know. I just love it.
All right, well look, this was quite hectic, and it's been called one of the scariest, escape acts that's ever been done on Britain's Got Talent, but this wasn't the worst it's ever gotten.
Yeah, so Lee and Grahamstown at the National Arts Festival, you guys didn't make it in time when a bolt from a crossbow got embedded into your head. How did you survive that? I mean, well, thankfully you're still here, but how did you survive it?
Well, it was a very, very narrow escape for me, something that I never thought would happen, certainly not during a live performance. And I don't even know what happened in that split second. All I felt was just an impact on my head. Luckily, my training sort of kicks in, and we had a contingency that if anything goes wrong, you know, what we will do in that event or eventuality. So I just kept absolutely calm, relied on my training, my breathing, just trying to sort of assess what happened. And we had our stagehand who immediately came through to check on me. Brendan at the time, he's blindfolded, so he didn't actually know what was happening.
What was going on, yeah.
That I got hit. So luckily it was very superficial in the fact that it luckily did not penetrate the skull. So I was very, very close, an extra millimeter or two, and it certainly would have been a very, very different outcome.
The danger is real.
It is. Well, you know, with all that happening, did you guys have a fight perhaps before? You know, as you said, Brendan was blindfolded, but I mean, were you guys okay?
No, we're always okay. Actually, strangely enough, it was actually... That day was my birthday, funny enough. So it was
happy
quite a weird
birthday
gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was certainly a memorable birthday. So,
wow.
But no, we're always great and we're always cool with one another. And it's just one of those things that unfortunately did happen.
When your colleague, when your colleague's pointing something, you know, dangerous weapons at you as part of your job, you want to maintain a good relationship, I assume.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I do actually put my trust in his hands every time we did that stunt. So it's definitely a very important partnership to have.
That's not the only stunt you do, though. You do a range of things. And what I wanted to find out from you is you're now a professional escape artist. You walk on broken glass. You eat fire. You know, at what age do you realize you can hammer a nail into your skull or swallow a sword? Where did this start for you?
Well, actually, I mean, my actual starting was quite early on, but not with the bizarre things. Strangely enough, I actually enjoyed like the escapism part, the escape artistry. But I never really knew it was a art form as itself, because I was a big fan of Houdini.
Okay. Mm.
And I love watching things like MacGyver, the A-Team. I love how those guys could always, using their mind, get out of an escape situation. And it's sort of my love and fascination developed from that. But it was only when I actually traveled over to the UK and I spent time there that I sort of learned that it was still an ongoing art form.
Mm.
And so... You know, I got into it, and then I discovered the fascinating world of sideshows. So quite sort of later on in part of my 20s, I actually got into sideshow, which is the eating of glass or walking on glass, eating fire, and those crazy stunts.
It is definitely crazy. Well, rumor has it that you are in Port Elizabeth on Saturday. You actually have a show in PE. Is that correct?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. We have our new show. It's called the Absolutely Mental Magic Show. That's going to be happening at the brand new venue of the Gallery Comedy Club, which is on Produce Road. And it's happening the 21st, the Saturday. Tickets are available through Quicket. And the show starts at 7:30.
Okay. And just another question with regards to that show. Are kids allowed to come to the show? Can the parents bring the kids along? Is it family friendly?
Parents can bring through the kids can come through. There is tickets available for under 16s as well for them to come through, and actually a special price for that as well. So they're welcome to come through, check out all the craziness that myself and Benjamin get up to.
And that craziness includes stunts like chewing glass, walking on glass. What are the sort of things you're going to do?
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but there are some new effects, new sort of escape stunts or stunt that we're going to be performing, which we quite enjoy doing. And I'll be doing some escapism as well, and yeah, some sideshow craziness. That's definitely, you need to be there to witness firsthand.
All right. That's going to be this Saturday at the gallery in Produce Street. You're going to be there. And it's you and Brendan together. Will he be doing some mind reading as well?
Yes, because our act is quite sort of unique in the fact that he does all the mentalism and more traditional type of magic, and I do the craziness. So he will definitely be reading some minds on the evening while, you know, he leaves the danger craziness to me to perform.
All right. Well, listen, your mind is pretty calm sounding, and I'm glad for that. I'm glad you're still with us. Congrats on Britain's Got Talent and on surviving these crazy stunts. And can't wait for Saturday night to come see what you guys have to do. Lee Lau, escape artist extraordinaire, thanks for being on the show with us.
Thank you very much and for having me. And to see you guys and everybody else at the show on Saturday.
This is Algoa FM.